Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, I'm speaking about an everyday life situation because one of the reasons why I got into Blog Talk Radio was to speak about all kinds of issues. I have a lot of issues, just like a lot of intellectual artists or people who have inquiring mind on this planet. The thing that I came back to the last two decades, I've been dealing with situations that I consider insane, that require outside intervention, like a courthouse, a hospital, mental hospital, or whatever, I don't know. You know, I always had a struggle coming out here, you know, being put in places I shouldn't be, and people diagnosing me to be something I'm not, because I'm a very high-functioning go-getter. You know, and it includes now that coming across people who, first of all, you know, we're in 2022. We should know the laws and regulations. We should know where we're living, you know, politics, where we're going. You know, you should know where you're going, what state you are, what county you are, what kind of people vote, political affiliation, if you're whatever political affiliation you are. It's good to know where you're going. You know, I'm a liberal. I've always been very open-minded. Because so I had to go to places that are very open. You know, like I'm come from New York State, which is traditionally a very open-minded state. Well, history has shown that probably hasn't been, but compared to other places, it hasn't been very open-minded. So I like to either be there or be in California, or Oregon, Washington, Hawaii, those are Massachusetts, perhaps. Connecticut, those are places that are very open. Or New Jersey, places that seem to be very liberal, very open. You know, seem to be a predominantly Democrat, liberal, New York City population, you know, open. So that's my personality. That's where I have to be. You know, it's just, I prefer to be people around people who think like me politically. But I have respect for other people who don't, you know, mind my business, you know. But the last two decades, even now, I'm just trying to stay in 2022. I have people who don't think like me in a negative way, who took me for something that has nothing to do with reality. You know, bigotry or whatever, who say things that are so bizarre, you know, threaten me, prejudice. You know, again, prejudice of any type in this society is wrong. Gay, straight, black, white, it's wrong. You know, we should not, you know, there's laws protecting classes in the state of California. You cannot be a hate monger. You cannot target people based on race, religion, sexual orientation, gender. You cannot. But there are people who come here and think, they hope that, you know, the state becomes more and more far right or more close-minded in that regard, and see me as some stereotype, threaten me with the N-word or something, you know, it's not right. Or, you know, I'm so open because 2022, there's so many, came a long way. We're not living 1980, 1990. I bring that up because on the street I have people who I have not seen in a long time who are not my friends. You know, perhaps I saw them 20 years ago or 30 years ago, saying things about what happened 20 years ago. You know, I had to stay in touch with reality. They're not people I want to hang out with because I don't talk to them, and they sound like they're stuck in the past. They need to get back to the present so they can have a better future. It's about the present, not the past. And they were not really my friends. What happened in 1992 or 2002 is over. It's never coming back. 2022. The laws and regulations, how we were, you know, we were not as, you know, society has shown through science that we're not as smart or aware in the past as we are in the present. We get smarter as each year goes by. Good to know what's going on. You know, so bigotry is not right. I don't want to deal with no bigotry, and it's wrong. There's nothing I want to deal with somebody who's obsessed with me. They'll come over here 20 years later, talk about, they saw me 15 years later. They have a severe mental problem. I don't want nothing to do with them. They cannot make me like them. Restraining order, so on. That's crazy. I don't want to deal with no insanity. But it comes my way through these people. They're homeless, or they live in the area. They think that someone fell in love with me 20 years ago. I don't understand that. These are actually factual. So I say these people have severe mental health issues that require hospitalization, medication, requires them to be sequestered away from everyday life people. I don't want to deal with that shit. You know? I don't. You know, I'm staying in touch with 2022. Have people, religious fanatics, come over here talking about, I need to believe in Jesus, all that, blah, 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 blah. Saying that for thousands of years, but, you know, I need to be aware of religion, you know, religion. Religion should not be used to hurt people or to, that's not what religion is for. Freedom of religion, there's many types of religions. I respect Christianity, all kinds of religions, but we cannot force people to be something that you know, if someone doesn't want to be Christian or if someone doesn't want to be Islam or someone doesn't want to be whatever, we cannot force it down their throat. That's not what religion is for, you know, and we cannot harass or use it to hurt people. So, it's just that I don't understand the situation. What I don't understand the situation is the people in power not doing enough to put these people, get these people on medication, and these people not making their choices to move on with their lives. We only got one life to live, you know. So that's the point. You know, the world does not revolve around 20 years ago or revolve around a sinner. It does not revolve around a place or a person, and that's how it never will be. You know, we have to get on with the present. Just like with me, you know, people are questioning my sexuality, you know, they say I need to be the woman. I said, homophobia is wrong. I'm gay. I'm not afraid to admit it. Everybody comes out as gay, celebrities, so many gay people out there. In order for me to feel okay in my skin, I have to be who I am, and I have to be outspoken about it because I'm not afraid anymore. I can't be something that I ain't. I never was straight, and I never will be straight. I have no sexual attraction to a woman, but I respect women. Now, on the political point of view, I feel that women and men are equal. But sexually, I'm not attracted to women. I'm attracted to a regular guy, you know. But it's out, you know. Everybody comes out, you know, it's 2022. It wasn't like that 20 or 30 years ago where it was more. It was even more of an issue of bigotry, homophobia. I mean, you can't be homophobic in a society anymore, just like you can't be racist. And I'm not, because I'm gay and because I have to be progressive, one would believe a far right ideology that's going to limit my potential to marry or something. That's not right. Gay marriage has been legal since 2015. sodomy law was overturned 20 years ago, and that's the right thing to do. People have a right to have sex with whoever they want. Some people would consider so backward, far right or backward, or their religion, whatever they believe in, consider what I'm saying is something wrong with me mentally. Ain't nothing wrong with me mentally. Science, press point of view, expert, there's nothing wrong with being gay. It's just another, it's a lifestyle, just like being straight, heterosexual. I don't know, homos have been around since the beginning of time, and it will stay as long as this earth planet is the way it is. There's no mental illness. It has nothing to do with mental illness. Now, they think I'm a sinner. If they think I'm a sinner, then that's because they're closed-minded. That's their beliefs. That has nothing to do with me as a person. But at the same time, you know, there are some, in every different conglomerate of society, there's so many, there's a diversity of people. Well, we are all the same, 100%. We're human beings, you know, black, white, or brown, or Asian, or whatever you come from. We have different personalities, and there's different issues. I was reading something that trauma affects people who are minorities, definitely with me. Being discriminated because I was African American and being discriminated because I'm gay. I suffer PTSD, yes. It is true. Yes. When you're told that something's wrong with you or denied a job or denied or being harassed or racial profiling, people falsely accusing me of being a criminal, and those criminals keep saying that I should go back to South Central. I mean, that's crazy. And that's racist. And, you know, so many issues in the African-American community. And, you know, that trauma does affect the African-American community. And I say that because being a minority, in the minority community, you don't feel good about yourself. So what do? The people who are not as developed to be with self-esteem or aware of having self-esteem and spirituality to live their life on their own terms and to do the right thing and do positive things. Those few people, they turn it on to other people who look like them. I was a victim of black-on-black crime. And it is such it came about because of racism in the society. And you're being traumatized. You don't feel good about yourself. So what do you do? Start shooting and killing other people who look like you or whoever. But most black people are not criminals. I suffer so severe trauma. And I have to stay away from people, black, white, or brown, who are dangerous. Again, no insanity. But it comes some way and I have to put it to rest or keep it away. I keep away from insane or dangerous people, regardless of color. There's good and bad in everybody. I'm a progressive person. I don't like what people say when I talk about black on black crime and being racist. No, it's not being racist. It's just telling the truth. When someone trying to press my buttons 20 years who have a severe psychological problem or who say, oh, I don't, you know, I ain't this or that, they need to realize what they're saying is based on a fact that is based on, you know, a societal abnormal situation that's very common. It happens a lot, not just in the ghetto. It needs to stop. Just like there, you know, in gay community, being attacked because I was gay. You know, for many years, I wasn't even aware I was gay, you know. And I knew something. I couldn't talk about it. I made harassed for it, called names. When I was in upstate New York, but they were so ignorant and closed-minded. And I wasn't even aware about gay. And then when I realized I really was, I mean, I don't know. But the prejudice can cause trauma. I don't deal with people, any type of person who try to force it upon me to be something I'm not or who's anti-gay, anti-this, anti-that. I don't deal with that. I'm not a far-right person or I'm not a KKK person and I'm not a bigot. Unfortunately, we have in the news people who exhibit bigotry. you know, really sad. You know, I find it very, it's based on ignorance. These people are really, like, you know, it's really sad when I listen to some of these people. You know, I don't understand this. Their rhetoric, they come out against groups. You know, any type of bigotry is wrong. Like with against Jews, is so wrong, you know, to be anti-Semitic. It's so wrong to be anti-Semitic. When I hear Kanye West, I'm like, West is, for me, is an idiot and an anti-Semite. Saying that he's anti-Semitic is just really wrong, especially when he is black. I mean, I really don't understand that. He should be condemned for his statements, and so should Donald John Trump. It's wrong to be anti-Semitic or any type of prejudice. So we are all equal. I am who I am. I'm trying to be me. I'm really trying to be who I need to be for myself. When people say, ignorant people say, it's against nature to be gay or whatever, that is homophobia and that's ignorance. They're not basing it on fact. They're basing it on their beliefs. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with their bigotry. You should not discriminate on anybody. And I don't want people targeting me and discriminating me because of race, or orientation, or any type. And that includes disability. That includes any type of category. It is wrong. It is so wrong. So, you know, anti-Semitism is wrong. I'm sorry to say that, but Kanye West is wrong, and so is Donald John Trump. It's wrong. You know, we have laws. They're thinking we need the laws to protect me and you from these from people who exhibit this bigotry. Not just a state law and a county law, L.A. County. It's also a federal law against hate crimes. I mean, when someone say, because of my skin color, they want to hang me because I don't do what they want, or whether it's employment or because I don't live the way that they want, I consider that person a very dangerous person. That person can go, you know, for their hatred or their control on me, and that's wrong. That is wrong. You know? That is wrong. A person is dangerous. You don't go up to people you don't know and threaten them with their lives simply because they're gay or they're black. And I don't come on to people. I don't do nothing like that. I don't talk to them and they threaten me. So that's the sign of a dangerous mentally ill person. That person is insane. That person should be investigated. But I don't want no insanity. But it comes my way and I have to put it to rest or keep it away. I'm going to stay with stable people. I don't want no criminals around. In my neighborhood, there is a danger. There's a dark side in my building. People don't know how to, somebody don't know how to mind their business. Somebody has got something against me. Or perhaps they think I'm be famous or got some whatever or obsession or think they're going to be with me or because I go to school or whatever. It's none of their damn business. They lack control of their lives or they're looking for something. The law has to protect me. And the law has to get involved to make sure that they are away from everyday life people, typical people who do mind their business and who don't know how to live around people of diversity. Los Angeles. You know, Los Angeles has always tend to be a very open-minded place because of Hollywood, which I came to be an artist. It tend to be a place where you go for your dreams, singer, songwriter, actor, musicians. And, you know, it involves a diversity of people, not just in Hollywood, but around it, too. So when someone says, oh, you know, they hope that this area is going to be this and that. For many decades, it has not been that. Of course, it could change, but in Los Angeles, New York City, Chicago, those are always been very liberal places. The state they're in, Illinois, New York, California, always been liberal. Well, it always have been. They have a huge liberal base. So my stance is that's where I belong. I belong in a city like that to make my dreams come true. I don't want to deal with no bigotry. I'm outspoken about it because I'm tired of seeing insanity. Insanity in many forms, whether people put their hatred on me for no reason and I didn't do nothing to them. I even had people blame me for doing things that were so bizarre and so absurd that it requires simply they need to be locked up in an institution. I had somebody who thinks that I came on to them. I ain't come on to nobody when someone laughed at my jokes or I never talked to them because they simply lived next door to me and they got obsessed. That's not coming on to somebody. That person needs help. That person's insane. But they came my way, and I have to keep them away and try to get them locked up in the hospital so they can move on with their lives. I had people falsely accuse me of coming on to them, and I never talked to them. I ignored them. I mean, that's insane. I had people who say I put them on the street, and they continue to do it regardless. And I was not their manager, or I didn't own no building that they live in. I was not their owner of their building. I never had no tenants. I never owned a place until recently, so I don't know what they're talking about. I can't deal with someone's delusion or insanity. And they go, and they act out on so much hatred toward me, but something that has nothing to do with me, but with their sickness. But it came my way. It's insane. I had to put a rest or keep it away. And then I have people, you know, say that they're from my hometown. Whatever. You know what? I don't know. You know, they got people out here who are simply sick. If they did and they don't talk to me, something is wrong with that picture. I don't know. I don't talk to nobody from my hometown. I don't want nothing to do with anybody from my hometown or anything, because I've been out here for a very long time. I'm in California. I'm not in New York no more. New York is not my hometown no more. It could be, but that past is in the past. The past is gone forever. I ain't going to think about something that happened when I'm 13 or 15, because that has nothing to do with now. I'm thinking about living in California. Because if I did, you know, that would be crazy. That's insane. I'm thinking about what's happening in the present to stay stable. I want to be sane. I want to stay stable. I want to be healthy. So I'm worried about what happened in 2022. I'm not worried about 1985, 1991, when I was a little child or teenage, or when I first came out, or 1993 or 2002. You got to have a severe mental problem. And if people are perpetuating sick people like this and they continue to live on the street, they need something. They could be, you know, something wrong with them. That's why I'm glad they passed that CARE Act. They need to put these people in the hospital or prison or whatever. We don't go up to strangers and threaten them. We don't go up to strangers and blame them for something that has not been proven or is false, you know. We have to move on. It's that. That's like to think about that movie Back to the, you know, Future. It's about, I'm changing the title. It's about, for me, it's about Back to the Present, stay in the present, to stay stable and to be healthy mentally, yet stay in the present, 2022. Learn about what's going on right now. But I can't deal with no craziness. I can't deal with no sickness. I don't want to deal with somebody who don't know me and keep coming around. I even had somebody say they're going to marry me. Marry me what? And then, you know, the other thing that these people came around, they have a little condo, they get a lot of money. That's sick. There ain't no money. To, you know, a little bitty condo, they can get their own home. And they think that's a lot of money. They need to look in the mirror and realize that whatever they're conspiring against me for, those kind of, they can look up at the sky and realize it's never going to happen. Because criminal activity for a few pennies is not going to get them anywhere after 20 years. So they need to go to a psych ward. I know money is enjoyable. Money is sure enjoyable. It's not worth losing your life or going to prison for you're trying to steal it from somebody you don't know or take it from someone else's that don't belong to you. So they need to stop that insanity and that criminal behavior or that psychotic behavior. Because the truth is going to catch up to them when with a psychiatrist and a police officer locked them up. Again, I don't need no insanity. But it comes my way, and I had to keep it away. Let the police and let the mental health people deal with it. I had to stay stable by dealing with my life, contrary to me. Serenity prayer. Accept the things that I cannot change and have the courage to change again. I had to let make my own decision. Worry about what's going on in 2022. Not 30 years ago. Not 20 years ago. Get some medication. Go to a psych ward. These people stay stuck in the past or believe something that is so absurd. They need to get help. But then on the other hand, when I say these things, when I do these shows, this is the other insanity. People make these false preconceived notions that something's wrong with me. They say I got this mental health, I'm in depression, I'm schizophrenic. That is total, that is defamation and someone being an idiot. I don't have none of those diagnoses. If I did, I would have told the public on this blog for radio a long time ago. But just because I express myself, and you know, there's nothing wrong with me saying these things because I am making good sense. I'm saying in 2022, or talking about what my lifestyle is or whatever. Everybody on the planet is doing it in 2022, not just celebrities. So they need to get in touch with reality, or reality is going to pass them by, and they're going to lose touch with everything. So I don't need no insanity. If it had to do with celebrity, I'm not a celebrity yet, but whether I am or not, you need to stop. I have a little celebrity. It's not worth going to your whole life, two decades for it. So I am practically stable enough to understand what the truth is. If something was wrong with me, it would be a life and death situation. I would have been hospitalized, and that's not going to happen because I am who I am, and I'm aware of reality 100% of the time. I pretty much am my reality. Everybody's reality is different. Everybody's karma is different. You cannot compare to myself to anyone else. But at the same time, I cannot violate someone's boundaries. And I don't want someone violating my boundaries or getting in my business. Because when you get into other people's business, you got a psychological problem, something wrong with you, and those are the ones who will cause all the trouble and they go to jail all the time and they go lawsuits. I don't want to deal with that. Gossiping hens, they have nothing better to do. Yeah, there are people who just gossip. I don't do that either. I mean, what's the point? You know, I have to deal with what I need to do. Something wrong with them, too. They don't have no life. Well, life is how you try to make it the best I can. I had a very tough life. My health is fine, and I don't like anybody making preconceived notions that are based on that idiot or false accusations that have nothing to do with me, but they're being an idiot and don't know what they're talking about. They must have a low IQ if they say these things and they don't have an education to know what schizophrenia is. I don't have it. I tell the truth. And these people making these false allegations about me, they must be insane. They're an idiot. Going by saying things that don't pertain to reality. If they're an idiot and they don't know what they're talking about and they're not an expert, stop. The insanity. Because if it keeps coming one way, I have to put it to rest or keep it away. Basic common sense. How you deal with people, whether you know them or not. And I don't know these people or talk to them. Yeah, that's the other thing. If I don't know these people and they come around, there is something wrong with them. Now, if I do and then they don't talk to me, there is something wrong with them. You don't go up to somebody you don't know and start targeting. That's a psychological problem. Or if you do know me from a past, you come out and you don't talk, you just come around and talk. Something wrong there, too. That's not normal. That's abnormal. Well, I'm just saying basic common sense how you deal with things. And that's all I need to say. My mind is well enough to understand everything that goes around. And that is the way it should be. Good day, good night from Dove Mike.